Coach, you guys came out very crisp out of the locker room in the second half. Could you take us through just their, obviously their motivation coming back in there to close it out?
Just probably like anybody else, we weren't real pleased with how we ended the first half, you know, with a critical penalty, some other things, you know, giving up yardage and some things that we can control. So, you know, our coaching staff addressed that at halftime and conversely, I was pleased with how our team responded in the second half and got back to really handling business and taking control of the game in the first really 4 or 5 minutes of the second half. So as not happy as I was when I walked into the locker room, I was really, really happy with how they responded in the third quarter. So, you know, that's part of it, you know, getting better, you know, and kind of going to sleep and kind of going through the motions right there at the end of the half. But that was really probably the low point of the game, but the game was in hand. And then, you know, to come out in the second half, respond, and the way they did, you know, I thought they did a great job with that. And our coaches made some adjustments, obviously, and our guys picked their energy level back up and executed.
Go down front, Christy, then Mark, and then Brent.
I know you've had a front row seat to what Christian Kirk can do for a while now, but are you still impressed when he does the things that he did tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to be impressed every week with him. Christian's established himself quickly as one of the best returners in the country. Dynamic with the ball in his hands. He's a weapon and has been since he's been here, and you know, he's gotten better as a route runner, as a receiver, as a full-time receiver. But there's no question, you know, with the ball in his hands, he's got real skill and continues to develop. And I think special teams wise, you know, if you go back and watch that, I haven't seen it, but just watching it live, there was some great execution, some great decisions made and how to block. Not blocking people in the back like we did a week ago, pulling off and letting some people go. Some great decisions by guys, and as talented as Christian is, you know, there were some guys really working hard to create some running lanes for him. And when you have a guy like that, you know, it creates energy, and guys want to block and want to, you know, they take pride in that too, in scoring. So, our return units have been pretty solid all year. And, you know, when you have a guy like that, you've got a chance to score on any possession, any change of possession, and we try to take advantage of that.
Go to the left aisle, Mark, and then Brent.
Coach, how do you feel about the defense against the run this weekend after a couple of weeks where things weren't so hot?
I thought that, for the most part, what did we give up today?
169
and 39 carries.
4.3 average.
Yeah, you know, and you had, what, two or three big runs there at the end against a lot of people that weren't in there. Miles didn't play. Armani didn't play.
Priest Willis
didn't play. So three of our better players, you know, didn't even go out on the field. So, yeah, I think the good thing to take away was, you know, with Larry Pryor out there playing Donovan full-time at safety, and then getting Pryor in there too, and getting some other guys in the game and really not giving up a home run, so to speak, is probably the biggest takeaway from tonight.
Go Brent and then Ben.
Trevor Knight talked about how good a guy Jake Hubenak is to work with. How valuable is it for Jake to get meaningful playing time as
well? Yeah, I thought it was really valuable. You know, after the punt return, would that get us to 38 or something like that? Somewhere in there. Wanted to get Jake in with the one offensive line for at least one series. And, he moved the ball well. He was 7 of 10, which is pretty good. You know, 7 of 10 for 78 yards and one touchdown. And, he pulled it down and ran it, once. And, he had some a couple plays in there where he had some misreads, but I thought, you know, when he was in there with the ones and he operated, you know, that's the kind of experience he needs. And we need as a team, you know, just in case anything were to ever happen. And, you know, he waits his turn, and he's a great teammate. Those guys are good friends and cheer for each other. And I don't know who's happier, him to get in the game or Connor McQueen. I know the crowd was happy Connor McQueen got in. He's like a rock star around here. So, but that was valuable experience for Jake. And, you know, there were a number of players I would put in that category, just like Bussy, you know, to be in there and operate the way he did with a number of other guys that were in roles tonight that were feature roles instead of really backup roles.
We'll go Ben and then Gabe.
Just kind of as a quick follow-up to that, you know, you think so far Jake's kind of put himself in position to, you know, compete for more playing time next season?
I'm not talking about next season.
All right. And then you know, how impressed were you with the young guys, or what did you think of some of the guys that were younger and got to play more tonight?
I mean, you mean the guys I just talked about? Bussy, right?
Correct.
Pryor, right? I mean, I just talked about those guys were in feature roles. I thought they did a great job. And the biggest takeaway from the night, as I said, on defense were all those guys that played, because, you know, three of our better players didn't even suit up. So there were guys out there in roles that may not have been, you know, great, but they never gave up the big home run on defense. And then we operated offensively fairly well with a bunch of guys that, you know, with three of our better players out on defense.
We'll stay to the right, Gabe, going to the back. Daryl?
Josh Reynolds now has 24 career touchdown catches, and that ties a guy named Ryan Swope. If you could just speak to his, is he kind of quiet, but continues to just establish himself as a great career?
That's who he is. And you know, he's been a guy that I think what people don't appreciate, but I do, and our team appreciates, is how hard he plays without the ball. He'll go quarters without something like today, but there have been time after time after time where he's had knockdown blocks, where he's you know, downfield blocking for in our running game, and just an aggressive guy, and, you know, doesn't say a word, doesn't get too high, too low, but is extremely effective. And you know, he's really, really increased his play this year as a overall player. Maybe the numbers may or may not be, I don't know, you know, from where they were last year, but anybody who turns on the tape, and as I talk to other people at the next level, you know, he made a great decision by coming back, because he's stronger, he's more physical on the.
I think it's just some moving parts.
Yeah, he's more physical on the perimeter. He's a better blocker, and you know, he's just a better overall player than he was last year, and he's playing with a lot of confidence.
Go to the very back, Daryl.
Coach, you feel like your guys got some confidence back as they get ready to head out on the road and play in Starkville next week against Mississippi State?
I don't think we ever lost confidence, Daryl.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever lost any confidence.
Do you feel like that maybe after the Alabama game, that coming out here and kind of going and winning helped you guys as you get ready for next week?
It doesn't hurt.
You're right.
I go to the back there, Sam, on the aisle.
Do you care to comment on the status of any of your missing guys tonight?
The guys I did.
On how serious their injuries are? Okay. Also, you mentioned Connor McQueen's reception. What do you make of that? He seems to get that pretty frequently when he comes in.
Yeah, he's a big deal around here. So, you know, he gets TV time. He's, you know, all, I don't know.
He's got his own radio show.
He's got his own radio. Yeah, he's got his own deal going. So he's, you know, tell you what, the guy is, you know, he's a great team guy. You know, he's at practice every day with energy, jumping up and down, creates all kinds of stuff during practice, kind of a jokester, but keeps the mood light, not just in the quarterback room, but across, I mean, just the whole team. You know, he's got a job that nobody ever notices unless he screws up, because he's the holder. You know, that's a really important job. And, you know, he travels. He's always in there. He's got his headset on. He's got energy. He's always pepping people up. So, you know, for him to get in the game is a big deal. And, you know, like I said, he's got his own cult following now, I guess. So it's, you know, I'm happy for him.
Last one will be Gabe.
I'm not sure if you'll be able to really answer this for us, but how difficult is it to not kind of scoreboard watch a little bit? Because you guarantee you every Aggie fan's doing it and just looking at what else is going on because of this opportunity you might have in front of yourself the last month.
Scoreboard watch, what do you mean? Looking at other sports around the country, how they impact. Oh, well, you know, it's hard when they got the games going during the game. You know, you got two games, they got split screen going up there, and I'm trying to figure out what we're doing on, you know, the go forward or punt, and I look up there and we got two different ball games going. People are cheering. What the hell are they cheering for? and it's but that's okay. You know, for me it's different because you're worried about what's going on in front of you. And then, but I think it's great for our fans. I think it's great for our team to be relevant in November. You know, that's the big deal. You know, those games. It would be different if people were watching those games just because they didn't want to watch us at all. That'd be a whole different situation, so I'm not complaining about that. But I think it's great that, our fans are able to look up and root for people to win or lose. And that's great for our fans. That's great for everybody else. But for us, you know, we got to stay focused on what we're doing and what's gotten us this far, and that's been the week-to-week focus, and our guys have been really good at it.